I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While ministries usually have a particular focus or passion, sometimes emergencies cause them to break form. We've got that story coming up from the DRC, and audiences in the Middle East and North Africa are hungry for the gospel message. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. A wave of tribal violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo has caused thousands of people to flee their homes. Two makeshift refugee camps in the city of Benia used to have only around 7,000 people. But in the last 3 weeks, those camps are now bursting with over 100,000 people. John Cadd with Mission Aviation Fellowship says they're going into the camps with emergency food and supplies.
Usually we're the ones flying food and refugee workers into remoter areas, but this is all just right in our neighborhood. We're basically first responders.
MAF's Ashley Peterson says a big need right now is tarps. There's a link to give at missionnews.org.
One lady, Juliet, she had three children and had walked for 4 days to get to the camp. Her husband remained with their home to try to protect it and keep it. She didn't know if he was alive or not, or if their home was still standing. But she and her children were sleeping underneath this frame in the rain. And we were able to go back in and hand deliver a tarp to her, and it's going to cause ripples for her and her life and possibly for eternity, thinking about how in that moment some people came in Jesus' name and gave her and her children a tarp to sleep under.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The hashtag MeToo movement is sweeping across the internet. Women are speaking out about harassment and inequality, specifically in the workplace. Teach Beyond's Wendy Corbin-Ruschling.
The church has had a long history, I think I want to say ambivalence, about the presence of women primarily in leadership positions where women are giving voice and are a presence. I know that if we did a hashtag MeToo movement specifically for women who have worked in the church, I would imagine that their experiences parallel to great degrees women who have spoken out in other kinds of professions.
Ruschling says the church can build male and female relationships to work against this through prayer and refusing to believe stereotypes.
One commitment that I have made for myself is to not buy into the stereotypes about men as being certain ways or women being certain ways. Because I think once we start to caricature each other and reduce an identity to something, we then treat that person according to that identity.
Please pray victims will feel God's healing and find ways to speak with Teach Beyond at missionnews.org. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently received fresh viewership stats. Sat7's Rex Rogers.
So we were pretty pleased to get these responses demonstrating significant growth in the Arabic channel viewing in the last 5 years. I mean, very significant growth in the kids channel, but also, of course, Sat7 Pars, the Farsi language channel, and Sat7 Turk is probably the one we know the least about because it's the youngest channel. And also because it's very difficult, again, to measure what's going on there.
These statistics give a feel for how Sat7 is doing and reaching people in the Middle East. However, Sat7 expects viewership is actually higher than what the statistics represent.
In the Arab world, television is always on. It's like background ambiance. If you go and visit an Arab family and TV's on, they don't get up and turn it off like Westerners typically will do because that's the polite thing to do. You have guests now. No, leave it on because it's just part of their lives. And so it's an amazingly powerful tool for this day and age.
Please join Sat7 in reaching people with the gospel through satellite television, and we'll share how you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.